First, listeners here on the Ideas Network are hearing some program changes, and one of those should make Dave from Wazika pleased. He called Mondays with Mike just last month.
I wanted to recommend the show On Being with Krista Tippett. It's an excellent show that deals with philosophical, tries to clear things up, a lot of the illusions in our mind and in our society, and you could say spiritual topics and such.
Dave, you are not alone in that request. And now On Being is coming to the Ideas Network. It debuts on Sunday morning at 6 o'clock. And now we're talking to the show's host, Krista Tippett. Krista, welcome to the Ideas Network.
I'm glad to be with you.
What is your goal with each episode that you create of On Being?
We take up the what I think of as the big questions of meaning that have been with humanity from the very beginning. And we're interested in how they are, I think, coming alive anew and finding expression in 21st century lives. And we haven't had to look very far in 2020 to think about that. You know, what does it mean to be human? What matters? What matters in a life? And who will we be to each other? And I think these questions are actually just rolling around, not just inside each of us, but inside all of our disciplines and professions.
But how do you manage that? I mean, these questions, they're just hard to fathom, let alone answer.
They are, but I would actually say that we're all working with them in the ordinary raw materials of our lives. And so, you know, I can interview a poet, I can interview a physicist, I can interview somebody who works with the natural world. And we're all, you know, I think this question of what it means to be human and who will we be to each other are questions we're thinking about and also thinking about in relation to how we live our lives, how we are in our families, how we create our neighborhoods, our workplaces, what we do with the rest of the years of our lives. I think we're working with them in very granular, practical ways. So I draw out people who can be really articulate about that. Because, I mean, I think part of what you're getting at is we don't have really a very robust vocabulary to talk about these things in the middle of our life together. But I feel like so many of us are longing to do that. So I draw out people who are able to do that in the context of a real life and real knowledge. And I think that that sparks this reflective piece of all of us that's there and that actually is really enjoys being sparked.
What kind of guests then do you feature on the program?
I guess I would say, you know, across the years, I've really continued to expand my imagination about who the people are in terms of what they might do. I would say I'm looking for people who are wise individuals in our world. voices of wisdom. So I think that they are people who are discovering something, seeing something, naming something that actually becomes applicable to the rest of us. You know, I in these last months, we've had on the show a psychologist, a family therapist who works with a concept called ambiguous loss. She created that field in family therapy, and I think one of the ways we can talk about what we've been living through in this year of pandemic and rupture is a moment of ambiguous loss. And I think, you know, we name the difficulty of this, the complexity of it, and also the possibility of what we do with that, with our lives. We will continue to draw out voices from many different corners on what I think of as the racial reckoning that has been with us for such a long time, that has now become ununseeable in this year. But not just, I would say, speaking about race, but speaking and wondering about, you know, the new kind of life together that we want to create, both what that means spiritually, but also, you know, how do we make that real in very practical terms. I mean, I want to say for me, these questions of meaning and spiritual inquiry in interior life, for me, this is not an abstraction. This is very much connected with who we decide to be and how we work on that in our lives, but also how we then go out to live. So all the people I interview have really worked at that inner-outer intersection.
Krista Tippett is host of On Being. The show is coming to the Ideas Network's lineup this weekend. You can hear it at 6 o'clock on Sunday morning here on the Ideas Network. Listeners to WPR now have that On Being regular time slot. One of your recent episodes deals with learning to be at peace all alone. Let's hear a little bit of it.
Strangely and interestingly, one of the great challenges of a life is to learn to be alone peaceably, at home in oneself. And now we have all at once, by way of a virus, been sent inside, physically and emotionally, even if we're not home on our own. We're forced at best to work out the difference between isolation and loneliness or an ease within the aloneness inside ourselves, solitude.
Krista, this show has such a calm tone that has to be intentional. Why do you hold on to that?
Oh, you know, you and I are both parents, I know. So I always, when people talk to me about how calm I sound, I say, you know, speak to my children. I'm a person. I don't know. I think we are. And so it's me and it's all of us at On Being. We're holding a space of seriousness, but also of reflection where there is also where joy is possible, where we are not in any way closing our eyes to what is hard and painful and uncertain about the world we inhabit and the work ahead. And I mean, work we all hold personally and work we hold publicly, but we are also taking just as seriously the best capacities of our humanity and how so many people in so many ways are living that all around us at the same time. So I think we're trying to stand on a fuller ground of reality than we necessarily get when we look at the most riveting, catastrophic things that happen today in the news. You know, and I want to insist that this calmness and the work of mustering it, you know, is also part of reality. It's not necessarily how we tell the story of our time, but I know that it's something we want to hold for ourselves because the work is so big ahead, and we want to hold this space for our children.
Well, you slow things down, and you just talked about working on that. That's also the format of the show. I mean, you spend a lot of time with one person.
Yeah. Yes. And in the beginning, I was told that the days of that are over, that long form is dead. But, you know, podcasting, for all its craziness, has reminded us that there is also, alongside all of how fast-moving things are and our needs to multitask and the demands on our attention, there is also a space, and we want to carve out a space for slowing down, for being reflective rather than reactive, for centering and grounding ourselves. And so, yeah, we try to draw out people who may have led very, very complicated lives and certainly have faced the complexity of life as it is, but have found a way to do that in themselves, and they become teachers for the rest of us in how to do that in our time, in our lives.
How do you want people to listen to On Being, maybe in a different way than we take in other programs?
You know, one thing that we do that many people say is surprising is I do interview people whose names are very well known, but we also try to bring forward absolutely fascinating, wise, brilliant people who are just below the radar of all that attention. So I think bringing a curiosity, I think we all know in our lives, in our communities, in our fields, we know that there are these giants who teach generations and ripple out and form so many human beings. And we try to find those people and elevate them so more people can see them. So I think be ready to be surprised, to be introduced to knowledge that you didn't know would be knowledge you could use, and to lives of dignity and beauty and grace and also good humor. It will soften the edges of perhaps the perception that that's the only thing there is to life right now. Because we need to be grounded in what is soft and searching and good in ourselves in order to make that world we want to see. And I think you can come to these conversations thinking that you might get some nourishment for that.
Krista, thanks for taking time to talk with us today. And we look forward to listening to On Being.
Oh, thank you, Keely.
That was On Being host Krista Tippett. On Being is now part of our weekend lineup. Tune in on Sunday morning at 6 right here on the Ideas Network. And that's just one of the changes we've made to stay connected to our state and our world. In addition to a few new shows, you'll find both 1A and On Point airing at new times. Tune in. Let us know what you think. You can see details on our website. Just go to WPR.org/fall2020.